Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union, and as always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 25th day of the month of Adar, and only 18 days left until Erev Pesach. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Two quick notes. This Thursday, I will be out of the studio, but my good friend, my chaver, and my colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, will be filling in, and we will have a fantastic call that day as well. And very, very excited to announce that next week on Monday, which will be the one-year anniversary of our first call since we began doing them with Rabbanan across the country. Now, the first call a year ago was with Rabbi Ari Leibowitz, and I'm delighted to share that he will be joining us once again. That will be this coming Monday, March 15th. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Nachi Klein of Young Israel of Northridge in Northridge, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Klein slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim with a pause and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Klein.
Rabbi Naftali, thank you very much. It's an honor to be back. I'd like to share with everybody here today some words of Chizuk on the Parsha, and certainly as we prepare ourselves for Pesach. So one of the requirements that we have for Pesach itself is that Pesach, as we know, is an experience, not just in the cleaning and preparation, but the whole purpose that we have really is about going through the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, having over the Seder, telling it over, really going through a full-blown experience with our family members. So if that's required of us for Pesach, so we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Isn't it enough to just simply tell over a story? Can I just, you know, read a book? Isn't that enough? But yet we're required to have some level of experience. So I want to share with you in Vayakel this week, we learn about Shabbos. And the beginning of the Parsha is Shabbos, and last week of Shabbos, and we learned about Shabbos before, and again in Yisro prior to that. So it's been many, many weeks about teaching us about Shabbos. And this week, though, Shabbos is connected now to the Mishkan. Famously, we're taught in Rashi that the whole idea of Shabbos being preceded by the building of the Mishkan is to teach us the concept that Shabbos is going to supersede, that even though you want to build the Mishkan and you want to have a way, and Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, want to find a way to be able to connect deeper to God, but ultimately Shabbos always comes first. And therefore, we cannot violate Shabbos in order to go ahead and build the Mishkan. Rav Michal Berenbaum points out an amazing concept that we have with regards to Shabbos compared to that of the Mishkan. If you look at what the Mishkan is, it's the place. The Mishkan is the place that we can connect, that we can bring ourselves closer to Hashem, and you can sense that palpable feeling. For those that have been to the Kotel, you've experienced it where you just feel some type of experience that's beyond what you usually feel somewhere else. So you can only imagine what the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash itself would be to have that feeling where you feel like everything is good in the world. You feel like your tefillos, your prayers are being answered. So the Mishkan is something remarkable, something beyond our comprehension. Yet at the same time, Shabbos supersedes that. So says Rav Berenbaum, you know what's amazing about Shabbos? And compared to the Mishkan, Shabbos is everywhere. The Mishkan's in one place. You have to go there. You have to go to get that experience. You'll feel that experience, but you actually have to go there. Whether it's the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, a person has to go there. But when Hashem gave Shabbos to us, to the Jewish people, He said, Shabbos is anywhere. No matter where you are, Shabbos is available for all of us to be able to access. And what that means for us is that no matter what we're going through in life, there always is the element of Shabbos. there's always the opportunity that we have that we can connect to the spirituality. We don't have to say, oh, I just wish it were different if I were there. If only I'd be there, then I'd feel it. Says the Torah, says Hashem, Shabbos is available for everybody. And you can get it no matter where you are, whether you're stuck at home, whether you're somewhere, you know, on a ship somewhere, Shabbos is available. It's there at all times, once a week, that every individual has the opportunity to connect. What we're told is that we live in the world of action, the Olam Ha'asiyah. The world of action for us means that it's not enough to just simply think. We actually have to do. So what does it mean we actually have to do? Shabbos is about what we do. And it's also about what we don't do. We have a mitzvah of Zohar, to remember Shabbos positively, to do actions. We also have the mitzvah of Shomor, to remember Shabbos by not doing, by withholding many things that we have. We know for ourselves, and Rebbeinu Wein points this out as well, that so much of our life is about the experience, about doing something in order to feel that. So on Shabbos, we do it by making Kiddush, by having a Suda, but we also do it by withholding, by not doing certain things. And we actually learned that in this week's Parsha by Eila Hadvarim. Rashi points out that there's a hint to the 39 prohibited malachos, prohibited activities of labor, that are actually there, hinted in those words. And sometimes we don't realize for ourselves that by not doing, that's an action itself. By not doing things for the sake of Hashem, that is an action itself. So as we live in this world, and we figure for ourselves, what can I do? What can I do whether I'm at home? What can I do during my situations that may not be perfect? The answer is sometimes there's I can do, and sometimes there's also I cannot do, all for the sake of Hashem. So as we enter into the Shabbos mode, we think of what we can do and not do for the sake of Hashem. And as we enter into the Pesach mode, we also think of what I can do, whether it's the preparation, whether it's the eating of the matzah, and also what I cannot do, also for the sake of Hashem. The chametz, those things that I will withhold myself from, that's also part of the experience. So experience that we have with Shabbos and with Pesach is about what you can do and not do. At any stage of life, a person has those opportunities, and that is the bracha that we need to see no matter where we stand within our lives, the opportunity to do and to not do, all for the sake of Hashem, and that itself makes us into a people of holiness, and individually we can then make ourselves holy as well. I want to continue now with the recital of Tehillim. So we'll continue on. We will begin with Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. You can recite along with me as I recite it. Following the three Rakam of Tehillim, the three chapters of Tehillim, we'll say Mishaberach, followed by Achenu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai Rohi Lo Echsar Benos Deshrei Yarbitzeini Ami Menuchas Yenahaleini Nafshi Yeshoved Yancheini B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Tal Maves Lo Ira Rak Yata Imadi Shiftecho Mishantecha Hei Mo Yenachamuni Taroch lefanai shulchan eged sorerai, deshanta b'shemen roshi kosi revayo. Ach tov achesed yirdifuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti beveis Adonai liorech yamim. We continue now with Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos esoy nayel haharim meayin yavo ezri ezri meim adunai yosei shamayim v'aretz al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael adunai shomrecha adunai tilcha yad yiminecha Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha Adonai yishmor tizcha v'echa me'ata v'yad olam. We continue with Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-malos Mima ma'akim kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Tienas necha kashuvos l'kol tachanu naim avonos. Tishmor ya Adonai mi ya'amod. Kimecha atalicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachesed v'harbeimo fidus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Continue with the Mishaberech L'cholim. Please insert the appropriate names when I pause. Mishaberech Abbasin Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovru Shalom Ho Yivrach Harav Pesach Olim. Bavor, Shabli Nebi Tin Staka Bavuram. Ischar Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Larafosam Lahachzikam Lahachiyosam. Vishlach Lahem Mirafua Shlema Min Hashemayim Lechol Averihem Lechol Gizeihem Besok Shar Chalei Yisrael Rasa Nefesh Refua Saguf. We conclude with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Anasunim Batar Vashivya, Pomdin Ben Mayam Vein, Bayabasha, Hamakum Yerachim Aleihem, Vyasti Mitar Lervacha, Umeafela Leora Mishabud Begula, Hashtabagalav, Isman Karivin Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Klein. Beautiful Devar Torah. And I always appreciate hearing Rabbi Barrow Wine quoted, as I had the great fortune of growing up in his shul and in his community. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova for good, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Barry Gelman of United Orthodox Synagogue in Houston, Texas. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe.